Ramping up your business? The time is near. You've given it heart. Now get it in gear. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, a full-service intellectual property law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights.
And I'm Elizabeth Gearhart, founder of Gear Media Studios, podcast and content coach, Passage to Profit co-host, and CMO at Gearhart Law.
That's a big list. Welcome to Passage to Profit, everybody, the road to entrepreneurship, where we talk with entrepreneurs and celebrities about their business journeys. So now it's time for our featured guest. And what if the secret to explosive success wasn't working harder, but playing harder? Joseph Varghese, known as the breakthrough engineer, turns the grind mindset on its head, showing entrepreneurs how to achieve more through accountability, flow, and fun. So welcome to the show.
It's great to be here.
Why is holding yourself accountable so difficult for so many people?
It's difficult for people because they wake up in the morning not knowing what to do, how to engage, how to show up. I mentioned before, having a team is really vital. So years ago, when I moved back to Queens, New York, after my dad passed away, I moved into a bare apartment, and I didn't have the people, the structures around me that I used to have prior to that when I lived in another state. And as time progressed, when I reached out to people, started having conversations, especially with people who were playing a game ahead of me. One of my best friends, his name is Paul, is a veterinarian. We would connect each day and just check in. We had a daily huddle, like seeing it all as a game. That's another topic we'll talk about later today, gamification. Progress happened because we would connect each day. We would expect each other to rise. This is 20-some years ago. And as time progressed, we just started blowing through the charts in terms of what was possible. So I've learned over the years that it just takes community, it takes people, it takes momentum, it takes accountability. And accountability, people often think it's like it's just this thing where you've got this accountability coach and pushing you.
Yeah, I always think of it as like self-discipline. Is there more to it than that? Or
yeah. I think discipline is a word that's overly used. You don't need discipline, you just need reminders. There's a quote from the 1700s that I have my wall around me. We need to be reminded more than we need to learn. Learning is very useful in this age of AI and technology. There's infinite information that's out there. It's accessible. What's more important is being reminded of the game we're playing in life. And if we can do that each day by people, with people who believe in us each day, eventually the only option is to rise. And that's how I live my life.
Yeah. So your company is Success Circles, and you put people in groups. And we were talking a little bit about that, and you match people from diverse backgrounds. Can you talk about the groups that you put together?
Yeah, so the groups are one-on-one typically. We have a team program where we have cohorts. We go a little deeper as a group. It's one-on-one. So we match people who have similar aspirations, different backgrounds, but they can model each other. Mm-hmm. The idea of modeling, people hear about it from Tony Robbins perhaps, that idea. It's basically seeing how somebody else works, how they engage, move through their life. If one of my clients is having a problem, let's say they're having a problem in their marriage, in their relationship, typically all I do is I'll connect them with a relationship coach or someone who has a great relationship. And I can tell within 2 weeks after having a daily 20-30 minute call, sharing the highs, the lows, the lessons, that problem's gone. Whether it's in their health, maybe they're having a challenge in their health, I might pair them up with somebody like Jen over here, who is a triathlete. And just hearing their model of the world, how they start their day, that makes a huge difference. Being reminded by somebody else what the game we're playing, being able to share our why. Last time we connected with, we had another guest in the show, our friend Sonia. She talks about the importance of knowing the why. The mm-hmm. bigger the why, mm-hmm. the easier the how. So we put that why in center around what we do.
Wow, that's really great. We're here with Joseph Varghese. Mm-hmm. Some interesting comments. So how do you split the difference, or how do you sort of reconcile sort of the modeling with the thought of sort of being your own person? How do those two work together? Because you hear a lot about authenticity
yes.
and being yourself.
Yes.
But I also see the value in learning from other people
yeah.
and how they're successful. So how do those two work together?
We used to have a set of core values on our website: authenticity, openness, respect, generosity. And over the years, after 18 years, we simplified that. Now it's make the day better, make each other better. So if every call is designed to make the person you're connecting with better, and if also the call is designed to make your day better, you'll do what's needed to show up and play. And authenticity is a vital part of it. When someone's open, oftentimes when I get in a conversation with someone, I'll talk about something personal to myself, something very personal and maybe even embarrassing. And that often allows a person I connect with open up and share what's personal for themselves. And to start the day this way is really vital. We think about when I was in high school, I was on a track team. And before we ran track, the team would get together. We'd talk about the game. We might talk about the school we're running against, how we worked against them last time or last year. And then we'd break bread. We'd hold our hands. We'd do a high five. We'd do a bit more of a huddle afterwards. And that was very useful. It was very useful because as soon as that ended and we were able to say grace or say share gratitude, we were able to go in there and play. So I realized that most entrepreneurs deserve to have a huddle to start their day this way. And if the huddle can be open, authentic, and real, where we share our why, around those values I mentioned before, make the day better, make each other better. The only choice is to get better.
Yeah.
So what kinds of success stories can you share with us? People who've been through their program, how can you describe their growth, for example?
Yeah, like one person, like can you take one client that you worked with, where they started and where they are now you helped grow?
There's so many. but one that stands out is my friend Gary Simmons. Gary's in, I mentioned him to you before also, Jen. He's in Baltimore. He has a past life as a missionary. He has 10 kids. He's gone through a lot.
He's a saint.
He needs some modeling, I think.
He's gone through a lot in life, you know, yeah. Relationships, yeah. Breakdowns. And he's reinventing himself as an e-commerce marketer at the time. And it's interesting because he's somebody, I believe we track people into our lives as we need. So he's somebody that came into our circle. He's one of the early members, legacy members, going back 19 years now in our community. But seeing him pivot through all the challenges, the breakdowns and he had in life, his kids, breakdowns, things he was having, health conditions, eventually to sell his business. So he had started a business around fish oil, heart health supplements, and again, reinventing himself again, building a business called Local Vocal Marketing, focusing on helping entrepreneurs around the country scale their brands. For me, seeing somebody embrace those pivots is very vital. Industries are always changing, people are being disrupted, AI is here. Having conversations, being able to speak out loud, the highs, the lows, the lessons, being able to hear ourselves speak, just like we're doing the show here, we're able to engage in greater critical thinking, make better choices, and maybe model somebody who's a step or two ahead of us and see what strategies they're applying. Well, if this industry I have is being disrupted with AI, and this is the future of that, and this person's really pushing and being inspiring, and they're doing this each day, maybe I can copy model some of that. Maybe they can be open to me. Maybe I can see what they're doing, look over the shoulder. And over 2 weeks, something extraordinary happens. These relationships sometimes extend to 4 weeks. That's the maximum we allow. And then at some point within 3-4 months, they might re-engage, reconnect, buddy up. That's the word we use. They buddy up with that same person again. And there's something I learned years ago was we rise to the quality of expectations of our peer group. And all that means is that if you're around somebody who respects you, maybe even a coach, a leader, when the people around you see you for your greatness and you're connecting with these people on a regular basis, twice, three times a year, we'll rise to that, especially if the rules call us to do that. When I was in college, I had a bit of an embarrassing situation. I went to a rave concert, and I came back from this rave concert. I was probably a sophomore in college. I had a fencing coach. I was on the fencing team. My fencing coach really thought the most of me. And when I was my freshman year, he would tutor me in physics. He loved me. He really respected me for a lot of reasons. Then I went to this rave and I tried out a couple of things I probably should have not. And it's funny because one of my grade school friends reached out to me. We went to this rave together. My coach saw me and here I was a bit not in my head, not in the right space. And
that could be embarrassing.
Very embarrassing. Right?
Yeah.
Very, very embarrassing. And I felt embarrassed. I went back to my dorm room. I reflected on it and I pivoted. I stopped doing that. I soon got even more health conscious than I was before that. And I also quit smoking cigarettes. I was a smoker for about a year and a half in college, all because of somebody who had a great deal of respect for me about my potential. So I believe in life, we all need a coach. We all need peer coaches. Mm-hmm. We all need friends. We all need a spouse who sees the best in us. And if we do that and surround ourselves with people on that level, the only opportunity is to rise and to keep rising and to also see them rise. And in this world of people rising, the only opportunity, only choice is to go up.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm sure glad that Richard listens to my crazy ideas.
Well, I mean, earlier in my career, I was working at a place, and I was a jerk, and I didn't really treat people with a lot of respect, and I ended up losing my job, and that had an enormous impact on me. I really had to go back and rethink how I was interacting with people. I wasn't trying to be a jerk. It's just, you know.
In corporate, you're supposed to be a jerk, right?
I'm hoping I've lost at least some of the jerkiness a little bit. But, you know, it's kind of the same situation, right? You have to dig deep and reevaluate yourself and say, do I want my life to go on like this, or do I want to try to make some changes? And I can think that maybe if I had a good role model to talk through some of this stuff with, they might have said, well, Richard, when you act this way or when you say this, you're going to be ineffective and people aren't going to like it. And, you know, sometimes hearing that can be really important in someone's development.
Yes, very important, especially from a peer, somebody who may not necessarily be a coach, somebody who can kind of hear that side, understand they've gone through that themselves, perhaps, where you can be open with them. The relationship is two-sided. So it's, you know, I'm here to make sure you win, and you're here to make sure I win. So it's like accountability. We call it momentum partnership, focusing on more momentum than accountability. And there's a lot of value in that in relationships. Partnership, I believe, is the greatest pathway. Being in any relationship is the greatest pathway, I believe, toward making progress.
I agree. I have a friend. I met her through working, but I offered to trade her services, and so far I haven't paid her back. I am going to start paying her back. I mean, I'm going to help her start a podcast, but she keeps, like, things get in the way in her life. But she's a master networker, and she's one of these people who has mastered the art of making everybody fall in love with her, and she's gorgeous to boot. And so she's helping me get people to my events not the one last night. That was a different one, but to the studio events, and she's putting me in front of people. And I think that we're making each other stronger because she is not a tech person at all. And I'm very much into the tech. And so I can help her with that. And she can help me with the networking part. Mm. And it rises both of us up.
When we're around somebody who's showing up a certain way, we kind of model how they show up. Mm-hmm. There's this thing I came at years ago called the law of attraction. My wife, when she met me, her friends would say I was a little crunchy because I was open-minded on a lot of levels to things. But I do believe when you're around people, the idea of you become the sum of the people around you or the average of the people around you, that's very vital. And it could be in business, finances, looking at your bank account, or even health-wise. Mm-hmm. I often ask people who are dealing with health crises, well, who else is around you in your circle who's committed to winning in that area, like making progress in that area? Or can you create that? One of my best friends now, he's dealing with pancreatic cancer, stage 3. And we're building a team around him, created a WhatsApp group, and checking in and ensuring the people that he's connecting with are of high spirits, remind him how extraordinary he is and what it would mean to be around for another 10, 20 years or beyond. Nice. And it takes a really strong circle for that to happen.
It does.
So we're with Joseph Varghese, and we're having an amazing discussion. Thank you, Joseph. I just wanted to hop in a little bit here. You talk a lot about gaming and, you know, seeing life as work and work as play. Mm-hmm. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Absolutely. So over the years, I've invested a lot into different coaches, trainers. You and I think, worked with Michael Gerber years ago at some point. Entrepreneurship is a tough game. It can be a tough game. Or we could see it as play. And I find that when we see it as play, as a game, as fun, it makes the whole journey a lot easier. Mm-hmm. So in success circles, we want to invite our members to see that every day is a game. There's a sport called life, and the day is the game. So whatever day you're listening to the show, if it's Tuesday, Wednesday, it's a game. You can call it what you want. Why Wednesday, Thankful Tuesday, Tremendous Thursday. It's a game. It's made up. The game begins when you wake up in the morning. So for me, it's 5:30 in the morning. For you, it might be 8 in the morning. The game begins when you wake up in the morning. The game ends when you fall asleep on your pillow. And hopefully it's a comfortable pillow like Elise has over here.
The clutcher pillow.
The clutcher pillow, yes.
And the moment you're passed out in bed, the game or the dance ends. Some of my clients are women and they're not into sports and things of that sort. So the dance ends, perhaps. And that makes things life a lot easier because you know that you gave it your all. You pushed hard. You showed up. And you squeezed a lot of juice out of your day. You know what? A new game is about to begin the next day. When we see it that way and leverage this idea or have this huddle or a call with somebody the next day, reviewing the previous game, reviewing the previous day, it makes life a lot easier. And we figure out, hey, there were breakdowns or things that happened that weren't that great. There were challenges. Maybe yesterday was a day where I didn't take two steps forward. It was just a day I took one step forward and one step back or two steps back. It's okay. The game is over. The day is over. There's an opportunity to start anew, begin anew with a new game. And for me, looking at life this way through this lens makes things a lot easier because there are always breakdowns, there are always challenges, there are always things that happen in our lives that we don't want to see happen. It might be a diagnosis that's around our health. It could be not getting funding for a business. It could be a breakdown in a relationship. And just realizing that we can start anew is just so important. It's just so important. It's all a game. The other thing too is play. So I've learned this years ago through another mentor of mine who I think you work with, Dan Sullivan.
Yeah.
And he talks about this idea called the entrepreneurial time system. And the idea is pretty simple. What if you can create a year where you can take 3 months off a year? And he talks about taking freedom days off.
Right.
So I take every Tuesday for me is a freedom day. I take it off. I play. I'm out. My wife, sometimes she's jealous. She's a physician. She's on top of her game doing what she's doing. For me, it's a play day. I know, Jen, you mentioned this before, too. You talked about being able to relax, disengage. Any sport, and Dan talks about this, too, the idea that the top athletes take time off each year. Maximum engagement demands maximum relaxation. So if you can design your life where each month you take a week off, you go on vacation, maybe to Costa Rica, perhaps.
Now we know someone down there.
Yes, we do.
We'll be there soon, Jen.
Or go out and watch a show, or just find some way to play. What happens is that the brain's able to disengage. We're able to tap into even greater creative, critical thinking. And the next day, when it's a buffer day or when it's a work day, where you have to like step into it, life becomes a lot easier. Some of my clients happen to be, the best top clients happen to be either Orthodox Jewish, or they might be kind of very strong faith-based Christians of sorts. Oftentimes what they do is they'll take a day where they take the Shabbat off, where they disengage, there's no technology, they've turned everything off, they're with family, they're enjoying a meal. And there's something about that, being able to turn things off, where they come back to the playing field, whether it's Sunday or Monday, it's easier. They're able to show up in a very unique way. It's by design. There's a reason why these things were designed that way. So we challenge our members to kind of create their game, define what their game is, and to like really see some of these ideas as useful as they design their day, their month, their quarter to go out there and win.
I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm all for taking more time. I have to admit, I'm so like addicted to the dopamine hits from my devices that even when I take time off, it's really hard for me to put those things away. Even if I'm not looking at work, I'm looking at something. But
right.
Recently I did put the cell phone away and I spent some time away from everything. And it was very therapeutic.
Yeah.
Makes me think that maybe I should try this more often.
I think getting outside helps too. I think, sports are good for that, but I like to walk. We went apple picking last weekend. Aww. Richard and I did. It was so nice. It was super expensive.
It's like $14 per apple, but the experience was great.
So you have this entry fee to get in, but then you're in this beautiful apple orchard, out in nature, walking around. We didn't even get very many apples. No. We just enjoyed just walking through the orchard, right?
Yeah, it was a beautiful day, and we had a great time. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have to take a commercial break. We're with Joseph Varghese, known as the Breakthrough Engineer. And don't forget to experience more of Passage to Profit by subscribing to us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and YouTube, or subscribing to our podcast anywhere you get your podcast. Just look for the Passage to Profit show on any of these platforms. And coming up, we're going to have intellectual property news and everybody's favorite, Secrets of the Entrepreneurial Mind. So stay tuned.
Attention investors. This is a simple commercial on the investment value of gold. Gold continues to make new highs. In good markets and in bad markets, you need to have your portfolio balanced with gold. Learn about owning physical gold or getting a gold-backed IRA. Make this simple call right now.
800-653-2073. 800-653-2073. That's 800-653-2073.
Sponsored by Reagan Gold. We're offering a 100% risk-free gold guide. gold continues to make new highs. And unlike stocks, gold has never been worth zero. You owe it to your nest egg and future to own some physical gold or set up a gold-backed IRA. Call right now for your free report.
800-653-2073. 800-653-2073. That's 800-653-2073.
Sponsored by Reagan Gold.
Do you love going on a cruise, or have you always dreamt on going on the cruise vacation of your life? With dozens of cruise companies, who do you call to find the right vacation and deal for you? Now you can make one phone call and shop all the best deals on every single cruise line in the world. You can't get that by calling one cruise line. We have them all, with experts that know the ins and outs of every cruise ship and can tell you the best cruise for your vacation needs. Our cruise packages start at $149. Plus, we offer free internet, free guest packages, and cash back deals. So now is your chance to book the cruise of your lifetime. Call the cruise hotline right now and shop every single cruise line in the world. Here's the number. 800-577-4742. 800-577-4742. 800-577-4742. That's 800-577-4742.
Now back to Passage to Profit. Once again, Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
And our special guest, Joseph Varghese. And we have been talking about how to move your business and also your life forward through accountability and really tapping into other people's strengths to help you. And Joseph has a whole program to do this called Success Circles. But now we're going to talk about the power of having a coach. Right, Joseph, what do you think is the most important thing a coach can do for a person?
Well, a coach really sees the best in you, takes a stand for what you're up to, hears what's behind the words. I've, over the course of like 30 years, I've had many coaches, even before that when I was in college and track team and fencing team. But having, for me, a coach has made all the difference for me. One of my coaches, going back close to 18 years ago, with Michael Gerber. Michael wrote the book called The E-Myth, E-Myth Revisited.
By the way, if you're an entrepreneur and you haven't read The E-Myth, you definitely got to pick it up. It was monumental because it really came out with the idea of working on your business instead of in it. And he was a real thought leader. So
he is.
You got kind of depressed a couple times while you were reading that book, though.
Well, that's because I wasn't doing it all right. I needed a coach, you know. If I had known Joseph then, maybe. But
Yeah. So E-Myth Revisited is a great resource. Michael Gerber is extraordinary. I was fortunate because I met him in 2007. And I got chosen to go to an event called The Dreaming Room with him. And at The Dreaming Room in Santa Clara, California, near San Diego, I got chosen to be the top tomato to go on stage. I was at a point in my life where I was just looking to what do I do next? Success Circles was a bit of a hobby. It wasn't called Success Circles at that point. I had like an idea of what to call it. We were called the Embrace Group initially. So Michael had me on stage, and it was in a role called being the top tomato on stage.
Right. Did he also have the top banana? I mean,
I had to wear a top.
Or it was top tomato to was pretty much it.
Yeah, no tomato costumes, nothing of that sort at all. It was an interesting moment in my life because, honestly, I didn't know what I wanted to do at that point. I had a bunch of careers before that. I was an engineer. I built some success as a technologist in major companies. So I thought that, well, I have a business idea. The business idea was called Process to Profit, kind of like the name of the show, Process to Profit. And it was about teaching entrepreneurs, companies, automation skills. So I'm on stage with Michael, showing him the whole business plan, the idea, my values, what I stand
for. Wait, you're on stage talking about all this in front of a bunch of people?
Yes.
Well, he was the top tomato.
Oh, that'd be intimidating, but go ahead.
In front of a lot of successful entrepreneurs, including the founder of Infusionsoft, a lot of amazing entrepreneurs, sharing, being open, being very direct. And I've got a video of them. I have a video of the whole experience if anyone wants. Just message me. But I went there with this idea for business, and he could see within me that something wasn't sparked. I wasn't excited for it. Mm-hmm. I was kind of bored about it. It was just something that wasn't lit up about it. He's like, you're in this coveted role here. People here in this audience are paying $3,000 to $5,000 to hang out with me for 30, 40 minutes one-on-one. There are several people who've had that role in the audience that you're in now. And you're telling me about this product, and there's nothing that's lit with you whatsoever. So I'm going to give you a break. So I want you to pause for 5 seconds, 10 seconds, take a breath, and tell me what you really got. because this is meaningless to me. This is meaningless to you. And I told them about this community I was building called Around Accountability. And I told them about my best friend Paul and I connecting before this for years, having calls, and we would check in and we were rising. And I mentioned that this specific group, this hobby I had, we would meet once a month after having these buddy calls, and we were all rising and we're all making progress. And I also told them that when I grew up back in the 1970s and 80s, this idea came because I saw my parents bring people from South India into our home who live with us, uncles and aunts, their spouses. They'd move out, they'd start their lives, they'd get married, they have kids. My parents helped launch dozens and dozens of families to the point we have thousands of people in this country this day because of that. And something in me got sparked, and he could see that. He's like, that's it. That's what it is. And that mentorship, that conversation, that those 40 minutes were really meaningful because 18 years later, 2 years doing it as a hobby, 18 years later, I have a mission. And every week I get offers for people wanting to buy my business. But for me, it's so vital to who I am. It's so important because I get to pass on the legacy that I learned as a kid growing up in Queens, New York, in Jackson Heights, Queens, seeing people be launched, helping entrepreneurs be launched. And as we've helped people, I've learned strategies myself. All of those things I mentioned before to you about these other mentors, greats, Dan Sullivan. I've just had conversations with their students, and I've learned from them. I've modeled them. I figured out how to do this, how to take off an extra day off a week, how to make it happen. And the things I've learned, we've taught other people. So we're all rising together. And it's a very magical place to be. And like I get lit up every day because of it. It's just one of the best ways of me closing off a week, knowing that the people winning, the people beating cancer, people reconnecting in their relationship with their spouse, people being stronger, being healthier, adding in another 4 or 5 figures to their bottom line each month, scaling their business, selling their business. To me, being able to see that fuels me in a way that I can barely like communicate because it just moves me to see
and,
that.
And you've used it in your own life. Well, before the show, we were talking. You healed a serious issue with your body.
Yes, I did. So when I was my senior in college, my mom had a heart transplant 29 years ago. She's still alive now. She's in the 1% club. And when her doctors were putting the pacemaker in her before a transplant, they looked at me too. At that time, I was getting palpitations. They looked at my body, they looked at my heart, they did a CAT scan, all of that. They noticed that my left ventricle was also not as functional as it could be. It was operating at a 36% as far as ejection fraction. And all that means is that the left ventricle, the part of the heart, wasn't pumping enough blood into my body. Like, you've got the exact same thing she has. They said it's degenerative. They said that in 30 years, you might need a transplant yourself unless something shifts. So in 1996, going to 97, I started getting more health conscious. I started realizing that the corporate path, being working 70 hours a week, which I was doing, probably wouldn't lead me down a successful outcome years later. Around this time, my dad had a stroke. He passed away soon afterwards. All those lessons are really important to me because they taught me there's another way. There might be a better way. And I was lucky because in 2002, I won the lottery for the New York City Marathon the first time. This is 22 years ago. I mean, just thinking about 23 years ago, just when thinking about it, it's extraordinary. I won the lottery. And running the marathon, seeing my mom's cardiologist, transplant cardiologist for the next 7 years, they were able to see that I was making progress. And my heart was getting stronger. My ventricular function was improving to the point where now it's 55%. It's normal. I no longer have that condition. And it's just compound growth of the idea of being a little bit better each day. And I apply that idea to entrepreneurship. I think that a little progress, as long as we're taking 2 steps forward, if you take 1 step back, it's fine. I challenge my clients to take at least 4 to 5 steps forward each day.
Wow.
1 or 2 steps back is okay, but you're making forward progress, you're making forward momentum. And by doing that consistently each day, all it is making better choices, having better conversations, maybe having a mentor, modeling somebody who's a step or two ahead of you. Eventually, you'll get to where you want to be.
Well, I feel like right now with my website for Gear Media Studios, there is a rope tied around my waist and this big, strong gorilla pulling it backwards because I just can't seem to keep those steps moving forward. I'm on my 4th website person, though, so yes. I'll get there, I think.
Yeah. Or maybe find somebody who's built a similar website for someone else. Like, hey, I'm going to hire that person. And it can be that simple. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's been amazing having you here, Joseph. You. Where can our listeners find you?
Easiest thing is successcircles.com. The contact field on that site, if you go to my calendar. So book a call with me, have a conversation. Let's see, I can serve you. We do a challenge each month. I love AI. I'm a big believer in conversations to create progress, as I'm also a big believer in technology. So we do an AI challenge each month called 3dayai.com. So you can connect with me either for success circles or for AI. Just reach out. Add me on LinkedIn. I want to see you win.
Passage to Profit is a nationally syndicated radio show appearing in 38 markets across the U.S. Thank you to the P2P team, our producer Noah Fleischman, and our program coordinator Alicia Morrissey, our studio assistant Rissakat Busari, and our social media powerhouse Carolina Tabares. Look for our podcast tomorrow anywhere you get your podcasts. Our podcast is ranked in the top 3% globally. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and on our YouTube channel. And remember, while the information on this program is believed to be correct, never take a legal step without checking with your legal professional first. Gearhart Law is here for your patent, trademark, and copyright needs. You can find us at gearhartlaw.com and contact us for a free consultation. We'll see you again next week on Passage to Profit.